This evening, I'm going to narrate a story of some devotees in the Vallabh Sampradaya. Which is prominent in Govardhan and Gujarat and Rajasthan.
இது கோவர்தன் குஜராத் மற்றும் ராஜஸ்தானிலே மிகவும் பிரசித்தமான ஒன்று.
This concerns a man and his two wives who were initiated devotees in that sampradaya.
இது ஒரு நபர் மற்றும் அவருடைய இரண்டு மனைவிகள் அந்த சம்பிரதாயத்திலே தீட்சை பெற்றவர்கள் அவர்களை பற்றியது.
And together they would, in their home, serve the deity of Krishna. And the man had a practice that he would go out into the town every day and find some devotee and call him to serve him with prasadam.
அவர் எப்பொழுதுமே நகரத்துக்குள்ளே போவார், அங்கே யாராவது பார்த்து அவங்களுக்கு வந்து பிரசாதம் சேவை பண்ணுவார்.
Could recognize the devotees by their neck beads and tilak.
அவர் எப்பொழுதுமே பக்தர்களை எப்படி அடையாளம் கண்டுபார் அப்படின்னா, அவங்க கழுத்தில் போட்டிருக்கக்கூடிய கண்டி மாலை அப்புறம் திலகம் இதை வச்சு அடையாளம் கண்டுபார்.
So one day he went out, he wasn't finding anyone, and then he just saw someone sleeping near a well. He was covered with a blanket. And he saw the man was wearing a kanti mala, neck beads. So he wanted to get him up and bring him home. But the man didn't say anything and didn't get up. So the husband of the two wives, he grabbed the hand of the man and tried to pull him up, but that man just insulted him. So somehow that man brought the husband brought the man to his home somehow and arranged for him to bathe and all these things.
And the kanavan and the nabara எப்படியோ கஷ்டப்பட்டு வீட்டுக்கு கூப்பிட்டு வந்து அவரை குளிக்க வச்சு எல்லாமே பண்ணார்.
And he told his wives that he's a devotee, so you should serve him nicely.
அவர் தன்னுடைய மனைவிகளுக்கு சொன்னார், இவர் வந்து ஒரு பக்தர், அதனால அவருக்கு நம்ம நல்லா சேவை செய்யணும் அப்படின்னு சொன்னார்.
Of course, they were accustomed to serving devotees nicely.
அவங்க ஏற்கனவே பக்தர்களுக்கு நல்லா சேவை செய்யறதுல ரொம்ப பயிற்சி ஆனவங்களா இருக்காங்க.
But this was an unusual case because the devotee, even though they were coming forward to serve him, he was behaving in a contrary manner. And actually the husband could understand that this man, he's actually a very exalted Vaishnava, even though he's behaving in a strange way.
அந்த கணவர் வந்து புரிஞ்சுக்க முடிஞ்சது என்ன அப்படின்னா, இவர் இப்படி ரொம்ப எதிர்பாராத விதமா வித்தியாசமா நடந்துகிட்டா கூட அவர் ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய வைஷ்ணவர் அப்படிங்கறத புரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டார்.
So then the husband he himself bathed and performed all the morning duties, the puja and everything, offered arati.
அந்த கணவர் அவரே குளிச்சு தன்னுடைய காலை வேலைகள் எல்லாத்தையுமே செய்து பூஜா ஆரத்தி எல்லாமே அவரே பண்ணார்.
And then he invited the guest to come and take prasadam. But that man said, I will never take my meal here. I refuse.
அந்த நபர் சொன்னார், நான் என்னுடைய சாப்பாடை இங்க நான் எடுத்துக்கவே மாட்டேன் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி மறுத்துட்டாரு.
So then the husband said, well, you know, well, what do you want?
அப்ப அந்த கணவன் கேட்டார், உங்களுக்கு என்னதான் வேணும்?
And that guest said, I want your first wife.
அதுக்கு அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், உன்னுடைய முதல் மனைவி எனக்கு வேணும் அப்படின்னார்.
And the host said, all right, there are thousands of women in the world, you can take her.
அதுக்கு அந்த கணவன் சொன்னார், நிறைய பெண்கள் இருக்கிறாங்க, சரி நீங்க அவங்களை எடுத்துக்கலாம் அப்படின்னு சொன்னார்.
So the first wife went before him and he said, give me your second wife also.
அந்த முதல் மனைவி அவருக்கு முன்னாடி போனாங்க. அப்ப அவர் கேட்டார், உங்களுடைய இரண்டாவது மனைவியும் கொடுங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேட்டார்.
So the guest said, well, if you leave your husband and come with me, I'm just a renunciant, I have nothing, what will you do if you come with me?
And the virundali ketta, ungalde kanavana vittu neenga en kuda vandinga appadina naan ellathai thorandha en kuda vandha enna seiveenga neenga appdi ketta.
He said, you're a devotee, we'll serve you.
Adhu avanga sonnanga, neenga oru bhakta, ungalku naan seva seivom appdi sonnar.
But first you please take your prasad here. First you please take your prasad here. Whatever else you want to do, you can do, but first please take your prasad.
நீங்க என்ன செய்யணும்னு சொல்றீங்களோ நாங்க அதை செய்திருக்கோம், ஆனா முதல்ல உங்களுடைய பிரசாதத்தை இங்க நீங்க எடுத்துக்கோங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்றாரு.
So the guest then said, I want all of the wealth in this home and I want this house also.
அப்ப அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், உங்க வீட்டில் இருக்கக்கூடிய எல்லா செல்வமும் எனக்கு வேணும், இந்த வீடும் எனக்கு வேணும் அப்படின்னார்.
So the husband said, all right, my house, my wives, my wealth, everything is yours, but please just take prasadam.
சரி, என்னுடைய வீடு, என்னுடைய செல்வம், என்னுடைய மனைவிகள் எல்லாமே உங்களோடது தான், ஆனா முதல்ல பிரசாதம் எடுத்துக்கோங்க அப்படின்னு சொன்னார்.
So the guest said, but I have one more condition.
அப்ப அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், நான் இன்னொரு நிபந்தனை சொல்ல இருக்கேன்.
He said, I'll take prasad here, but one more thing, you have to get out of this house right away.
நான் இந்த பிரசாதம் எடுத்துக்கிறேன், ஆனா நீ இந்த வீட்டை விட்டு உடனடியா வெளியில போகணும் அப்படின்னு சொன்னார்.
So the husband said, all right, but you know, I'll have to take my deity with me. I can't leave my Krishna.
Appa anda nabar kanavan sonnar, na inda veedu uttu poren, ana na enudaya Krishna ude vigrahatha na eduthu poganum.
So it'll take a little time to arrange that, but in the meantime you take your prasad.
Adhu konjam kaala edukum, anda edapetta kaalathula neenga prasadam saapidunga appdi solli kekkar.
The guest said, only when you and your Krishna go, then only I will take prasad.
Nee matrum unnudaiya Krishna vella ponadhukku appuram mattum dhaan na prasadam saapiduven appdi sonnar.
Then the husband bathed again and entered the temple.
Adhukku appuram andha kanavar kulithar, adhukku appuram thirumba koyilukku ponar.
And Krishna, the deity, spoke to him directly, to that man.
அந்த நபரிடத்துல கிருஷ்ணனுடைய விக்கிரகமே பேசிச்சு.
He said, if that guest doesn't want to eat here, then let him go away. If you let him go away hungry, if he has so many conditions.
இந்த விருந்தாளி இங்க சாப்பிட விரும்பல அப்படிங்கிறார், அவர் பசியோட போட்டுமே நிறைய நிபந்தனைகள் போட்டு இருக்கிறார் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி சொன்னார்.
And what are you going to do with me? You know, what are you going to do with me?
என்ன வச்சு நீ என்ன பண்ண போறீங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேட்டார்.
Then the husband said, anyway, whatever, we can think about other things afterwards, but devotees come to my home, I must give him prasadam.
அப்ப அந்த கணவன் சொன்னார், மற்ற விஷயங்கள்லாம் அப்புறம் பார்த்துக்கலாம், முதல்ல வீட்டுக்கு விருந்தாளி வந்திருக்கிற அவர் முதல்ல பிரசாதம் சாப்பிடணும்.
I can't send him away hungry.
அவர் சாப்பிடாம பசியோட நான் போக அனுமதிக்க மாட்டேன்.
Whatever is required, I want him to take his meal here.
அவருக்கு என்னெல்லாம் தேவையோ அதெல்லாம் நான் செய்ய தயாரா இருக்கேன்.
So Krishna is very pleased with this and said, he told him, I'm very pleased with you.
Krishna vandu romba thirupti adanjar, adha Krishnare sonnar avargalukku.
You have firm devotion to the devotees.
Ungalku bhaktar idathula avlo adhigamana bhakti irukirathu appdinu sonnar.
And Krishna said that whatever you want, whatever benediction, and I'm now willing to give you.
Unakku enna enna varam venumo adha na unakku tharadhukku ipa tayara irukken appdinu solli Krishna sonnar.
So the husband replied, I only want that this man will take prasad and he will be as happy with me as you are.
இந்த நபர் இங்க பிரசாதம் எடுத்துக்கணும், நீங்க எப்படி என்னிடத்துல எப்படி சந்தோஷமா இருக்கிறீங்களோ அதே மாதிரி இந்த நபரும் என்னிடத்துல சந்தோஷமா இருக்கணும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேட்டுக்கிட்டார்.
So finally the guest sat down, even though the man hadn't left, but anyway he sat down and took prasadam. So that guest sat down and he took prasad and he said, may you always serve Guru and Krishna and the devotees in this way.
அப்ப அவர் பிரசாதம் சாப்பிட்டு அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், நீ இதே மாதிரியே எப்பொழுதுமே குரு கிருஷ்ணர் மற்றும் பக்தர்களுக்கு சேவை செய்து கொண்டே இரு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி வாழ்த்தினார்.
He said, actually I was behaving like that, I was just testing you.
Actually இந்த மாதிரி நான் நடந்துகிட்டது உன்னை பரிசோதிச்சு பார்க்கறதுக்காக தான் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி சொன்னார்.
You are blessed and your bhakti is very firm.
உன்னுடைய பக்தி மிகவும் ஸ்திரமா இருக்குது, நீ ஆசீர்வதிக்கப்பட்ட அப்படின்னு சொல்லி சொன்னார்.
So thank you very much and now I'll go.
Romba nandri na ipo povren appdi sonnar.
The husband said, no, we can't let you go today, you have to stay at least a week with us.
Appa anda kanavan sonnar illa neenga ipo povakudadhu, neenga oru vaaramavadhu koranjapatcha neenga thangalam appdi sonnar.
So he did that, he stayed for some days.
Anda vendale ada senjan anga sila naatkal thangnar.
And the guest, who was actually an exalted devotee, spoke so many things about Krishna to them.
And the Gurudari miga oru uyanda bhaktaraga irunda avar nariya Krishnarai patri avarudile pesinar.
And the family members, they were very happy to hear about Krishna from him.
Avarudile vandu Krishnarai patri kekkradala and kudumbathinar megavum magizhi adaindanar.
And they requested, you just stay here forever. It's very nice, we're hearing such nice things from you.
And the kulavathinar avaradhile sonnanga, neenga eppozhume inge irundhinga, ungaladhile irundhu Krishna pathi kekkradhu romba nalla irundhu appadinaanga.
But after a week the guest said, now I have to go now.
Oru vaaram kalichu andha virundhali sonna, illa ipo naanga povom, naan povanum appdi sonnanga.
But the guest said, the family member said, no, can you stay a little longer?
அப்ப அந்த குடும்பத்தினர் சொன்னாங்க, நீங்க இன்னும் கொஞ்ச நாளாவது தங்க முடியுமா அப்படின்னாங்க.
So he said, I'd like to spend more time with you.
அப்ப அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், உங்களோட இன்னும் சில நாட்கள் நான் கழிக்கிறதுக்கு விருப்பப்படுறேன்.
But I was going to Vrindavan.
ஆனா நான் விருந்தாவனத்துக்கு போறேன்.
So I want to go there and have darshan of the Lord and Yamuna.
நான் அங்க போய் பகவானுடைய தரிசனம் மற்றும் யமுனையை பார்க்க விரும்புகிறேன்.
And see our guru, and visit the different places in Raja Dham.
Raja Dham atle pakudiya pala edangalai naan paathukondirundhen.
And after that I'll come and spend some more time with you, because you have genuine devotion to the devotees.
Adukaprama unga veetla vandha naan sila naatkal thangren, yen appadina ungalku bhaktaridathile ஒரு உண்மையான பக்தி இருக்கின்றது.
So the husband and his wives, they let him go and they wanted to give him some money and clothing, but he said, I never ask for anything.
அப்ப அந்த குடும்பத்தினர் அவரை போறதுக்கு அனுமதிச்சாங்க, ஆனா அப்ப அந்த குடும்பத்தினர் வந்து அவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் பணம் துணிமணிகள் இதெல்லாம் கொடுத்து வருவாங்க. அதுக்கு அந்த விருந்தாளி சொன்னார், இத நான் கேட்கவே இல்ல அப்படின்னு சொன்னார்.
So he was making a show of demanding everything, but actually he didn't want anything.
ஆனா முதல்ல பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா அவரு நிறைய வேணும் அப்படின்னு கேட்ட மாதிரி நமக்கு தெரிஞ்சிச்சு, உண்மையிலே அவருக்கு எதுவுமே தேவையில்லை.
But anyway the family members, they gave him some clothes and some prasad and some other items.
எப்படி இருந்தாலும் அந்த குடும்பத்தினர் அவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் துணிமணிகள் பிரசாதம் சில விஷயங்கள்லாம் கொடுத்தாங்க.
So in this narration we learn about devotion to the devotees.
இந்த கதையில நாம பார்த்தோம் ஒரு பக்தரிடத்துல எப்படி நாம் பக்தி கொண்டிருப்பது அப்படின்னு.
Now that visiting devotee, in the beginning he wasn't really behaving as you would expect a devotee to behave.
அந்த விருந்தாளி முதல்ல ஒரு பக்தர் எப்படி நடந்துக்கணுமோ அந்த விதத்துல நடந்துக்கிடல.
But the host, his attitude was that anyway He's a Vaishnava, he has a relationship with Guru and Krishna, so even if he's not behaving properly, I should serve him in the best possible way. So this is a very good attitude. Of course, it can be misused. If someone says, well, I'm a Vaishnav, so I can do whatever I like, and you know, you should just serve me anyway. Well, that can cause many problems. And it has caused many problems in the past. Because people, they just do whatever they like and they say, well, I'm a Vaishnav, I'm a Guru, and you shouldn't question anything. So devotees should have discrimination also. If someone says, well, I'm a Vaishnava Guru and give me your wives, then you may think, well, that's not really how a Guru is supposed to behave. Seems there's something wrong there. Of course, in this narration, everything worked out well in the end. And actually, the husband, from the beginning, he understood that this bhakta, he's actually an exalted soul, so he's behaving like that is for some special reason. In a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes a Bengali verse, the source of which I don't know. Jadi Nityananda Shurabari Jai Tathapi Shema Nityananda Rai. That even if Nityananda goes to a wine shop or a place where people drink wine, still I respect him as Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because it's understood that he must have some purpose for going there, not that he's going there to become a drunkard. So we should be careful not to misjudge a Vaishnava. I remember many years ago in one country, some devotees came to me and they said that they lost faith in Jayapataka Maharaj. Because they were packing his bags and they saw some bars of chocolate in there. So I said, well, did you ask Maharaj why he had bars of chocolate in his bags? Said no. So how do you know what he was doing with the chocolate? I explained to that person.
I said,
just like we are preaching in Bangladesh, and our landlord, he's a Muslim, and he wants us, he allowed us to, you know, we're devotees when it's in a Muslim country, and the landlord, he actually, because we're Westerners, we can buy whiskey. He wants us to buy him whiskey. That's why he allowed us to rent the house from him. So actually the devotee who was overseeing me there, he wanted me to buy whiskey for him every month, but I didn't do it. But he was prepared to do that. So, and actually if I had done it, there wouldn't have been anything wrong in the sense that if it gave us the... Anyway, he let us stay, but the point is that for preaching, we can do anything practically. So we don't know that, you know, maybe Maharaj had that chocolate, someone in one of these countries asked him to bring some from overseas. We don't know. You should ask and see, because devotees have dedicated their life to Krishna. It's not, you don't presume that they're sense gratifiers. If you have to see and ask. When the British governor came to Mayapur at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati arranged that with a Calcutta hotel to serve them meat. If they hadn't arranged, then the governor wouldn't come, because they eat meat every day. So that is remarkable, but a Vaishnava acharya, preacher, he may do some things which most people don't understand. So again, we have to be careful that someone may misuse this. Someone whose intention is pure and who is guided by Krishna, they can do anything. And the result will be auspicious for everyone. Just like Narad Muni took to his ashram the wife of Hiranyakashipu. He instructed Prahlad, who was in her womb. So for a brahmachari to keep a woman with him, someone else's wife especially, is that's not correct. Just in case you might not know that. I hope you should know that.
Or brahmachari ஒரு பெண்ணை தன்னுடன் வைத்திருப்பது, அதுவும் இன்னொருத்தருடைய மனைவியை தன் கூட வச்சிருக்கிறது அப்படிங்கிறது அவ்வளவு சரியான ஒரு விஷயம் கிடையாது, அதை நாம தெரிஞ்சிருக்கணும்.
But the result in this case was that Narad instructed Prahlad, one of the greatest devotees in the history of the universe.
ஆனா இதனுடைய பலன் என்ன அப்படின்னா, நாரதமுனி இந்த பிரபஞ்சத்தினுடைய சரித்திரத்திலே ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய பக்தரான பிரகலாதருக்கு போதனை செய்தார்.
But if someone else who's not very exalted thinks, well, okay, I'm a brahmachari and Narad Muni kept someone else's wife in his ashram, so I'll do that also. That will not have the same result. So what is suitable for some devotees may not be suitable for others.
ஒருவருக்கு ஒத்துப்போகக்கூடிய சில விஷயங்கள் மற்றொரு பக்தர்களுக்கு ஒத்துப்போகாது.
But still, from this story, we see the attitude of serving the Vaishnavas, that is very good.
ஆனால் இந்த கதையிலிருந்து நம்ம எதை எடுத்துக்கணும் அப்படின்னா, வைஷ்ணவர்களுக்கு சேவை செய்யக்கூடிய அந்த மனோநிலை
And even if one thinks, well, this Vaishnava is not behaving properly, the fact that he does have a relationship with Krishna, even if he's not behaving properly now, that he is connected with Krishna, so we should still think of him as a special person.
அவர் சரியாக நடந்து கொள்ளாவிட்டாலும் கூட அவருக்கு கிருஷ்ணருடனான தொடர்பு இருக்கின்றது என்ற காரணத்தினால் அவரை நாம் ஒரு விசேஷமான நபராக கருத வேண்டும்.
That vision is very helpful for avoiding offenses.
அந்த மாதிரியான ஒரு நோக்கு நமக்கு மிகவும் உதவிகரமாக இருக்கும். எதற்கென்றால், அபராதங்களை தவிர்ப்பதற்கு.
Of course, in the matter of spreading Krishna consciousness, we have to be pragmatic also. Practical, you could say.
நாம இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பிரச்சாரம் செய்வதில் மிகவும் நடைமுறைப்படுத்தக்கூடிய விஷயமா கூட நாம பார்க்கணும்.
If someone is a Vaishnava but they consistently behave very badly with people, then it might not be a very good idea to, for instance, give them charge of a preaching center.
ஒரு நபர் தொடர்ச்சியாக மற்றவங்களோட தவறாகவே நடந்து கொண்டிருக்கின்றார் என்றால், அவரிடத்துல நாம ஒரு பிரச்சார மையத்தை நிர்வகிக்கும் பொறுப்பை கொடுப்பது அப்படிங்கிறது ஒரு தவறான செயலாகும்.
Because they may scare everyone away. And the result of preaching is that no one becomes Krishna conscious. So there are pragmatic considerations. But at the same time, if someone has some bad habit or bad character trait due to their previous conditioning, still we should see that, well, they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're trying to become purified. Now at this now we're in the year 2009, and it's not so easy to understand how in the mid 1960s Srila Prabhupada made devotees out of the rough people of America.
இப்பொழுது 2009 நமக்கு தெரியாது எப்படி 1960களிலே நடுவிலே சில பிரபுபாதர் பக்தர்களை உருவாக்கினார் என்று.
Because if we see Srila Prabhupada's disciples nowadays, with maybe a few exceptions like myself, they're mostly quite nicely behaved.
Srila Prabhupada சிஷ்யர்கள் இப்பொழுது நாம பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா எல்லோருமே மிகவும் அற்புதமாக நடந்து கொள்பவர்களாக இருக்கின்றார்கள்.
But Srila Prabhupada, he was, when he went among the hippies, they were not so nicely behaved in general. And not very cultured, you could say. So Srila Prabhupada brought the Western devotees to India. And many people criticized Prabhupada's disciples. You see, they can't pronounce Sanskrit. They don't even know any Sanskrit, and when they try to say some Sanskrit words, they can't pronounce them properly. And then how can you make them Brahmins when they're 1 year ago they were meat eaters and now you're calling them Brahmins? How is it possible? And often Srila Prabhupada's disciples were very roughly behaved. Even to the point of sometimes having fist fights. Once one life member came to Srila Prabhupada and he was very disturbed and he said, "I just saw two of your Western disciples, they were physically fighting with each other." Prabhupada said that you're surprised that they're fighting, I'm surprised that they're chanting Hare Krishna. It's their normal tendency to fight, but when they're not fighting, which is actually most of the time, they're chanting Hare Krishna and trying to serve Krishna. So if from time to time they fight, that's not surprising because they've been doing it all their life, but then the fact that they're chanting Hare Krishna, that's something amazing. And actually nowadays, Prabhupada, they have become purified and there aren't fist fights among the, at least the more senior devotees of our society. There may be, verbal disagreements, but at least they don't fist fight with each other. So Srila Prabhupada had great faith in the process of Krishna consciousness that people will become purified by this. That if people just stick to this process, that they will become purified. So that was Srila Prabhupada's mission, somehow or other that people should take to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada knew that not everyone would be ready to take up chanting 16 rounds, following four principles immediately.
Srila
And some people, they might like to chant Hare Krishna and Kirtan, but they might not come to that level even for maybe their whole lifetime. Which is one reason why Srila Prabhupada wanted to organize Varnashram communities. In which people who they're not, you could say they're not very deeply spiritual, but they like Krishna consciousness, they can come and live with devotees and perform some, do some work, and then join in the kirtans and take prasadam, and in this way be in contact with the Krishna consciousness process. Somehow or other people should have the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees and take Krishna prasadam. And it requires a lot of tolerance to preach also. So on one hand, we're asking everyone to come to a very purified platform. On the other hand, we find that people there, manda sumanda mateo, their minds are very weak also, and many people, they don't have a very strong resolve to dedicate themselves in Krishna's service. But still we have to encourage everyone to take to Krishna consciousness as best they can. And again, with that, there's no excuse or there's no justification for misbehaving in the name of bhakti. But still, from another perspective, if someone is attempting to serve Krishna, then that should be encouraged and glorified, even if they are not on the highest level of devotional behavior. So those are a few thoughts after narrating that story. And if anyone has any question, they can kindly ask it now. Yeah, read it out in Tamil and then in English.
Guruvidam Deekshe Petra Oru Bhaktar Deekshe Petra Piragu Nangu Kadaipidikkavillai Endral And the Aparadham Yaarai Vandu Adaiyum Guruvaya Alladhu Bhaktaraya Hare Krishna. If a devotee enter initiation,
so read it in loudly in English. So not everyone here is expert in Tamil.
After taking initiation from a spiritual master, if a devotee having to practice devotion properly, then that aparad, that offense will go to whom? Either the spiritual master or the devotee.
Why is that question being asked?
The question is, to whom that reference?
Yeah, but why is that being asked? What's the idea? Can I get away with it? I'll dump it all on my guru. Prabhupada criticized that Christian bogus philosophy that you go on sinning and Jesus, he'll suffer for you.
So Prabhupada in the Christava Mure and the Romo Kanan say that Enapina Niga Power Sajite Ponga is Elame Jesus Nure, yes, Christmure, Kalela Boy Ulong.
It's not necessary that everyone be pushed forward or that they push themselves forward for initiation. They should be ready and committed, and then why think that I'll take initiation if I don't follow, then what will happen? And then don't take initiation. If you're thinking of not following, then don't take initiation, that's all. After initiation, there should be no thought of now I don't want to follow, so am I going to get the reaction, or shall I dump it all on my guru? The worst reaction is that you lose the opportunity of gaining Krishna consciousness. Said in Tamil also.
Tamil, I think I'm not so.
Then Jai Gopinath, I couldn't even follow what the question is. I'll ask you to translate it for me. I don't know what the question is, but anyway, if you know what it is, you can translate it into Tamil. No. We couldn't understand what the question is. Or maybe it was a statement. Did you understand now what the question is? Okay.
What
were the things you said, the first thing you said was honesty, always speaking the truth. Well, that's not always a good policy. Sometimes it's better to tell lies. Just like, for instance, I regularly go to certain Muslim countries, and at the immigration they ask me, what are you coming for? And I say, just for visit, tourism. It's not true. I'm going there to preach Krishna consciousness. If I say, then if I speak the truth, then my purpose will be undone. If I meet a politician and I speak the truth about their character, that's not a very good policy. The politicians are powerful and dangerous people. It's better to flatter them, which is what they want. Otherwise, they create so many problems for you. You don't gain anything from speaking the truth about them. They don't change. So, for instance, we may purchase some land for our building a temple, and in all the land offices, nothing works without bribes. So we may have to give also. Otherwise, Krishna's work doesn't get done. If you want to be absolutely honest, and then you can't do anything in this world. So it's honesty is, for pragmatic reasons, it's very nice to say always be honest, but it doesn't work actually. And I think you must know that yourself. You also, you're living in this world. You can't, just like for instance, if you want to do a land deal, you have to do some bribe also. You can't live in this world otherwise. So it's not very practical to insist on complete honesty. And other things you said, what, sincerity? Well, it's a very vague term. You have to see it in the various contexts. The actual sincerity is to understand what is the actual purpose of life and to pursue that. To act in such a way that we simply get born and suffer again and again, we may very sincerely perform our duty as a materialist, but the result is inauspicious for ourselves and for everyone else. So what's the use of that so-called sincerity or so-called following our duty? So to be a punctual, sincere, honest, dutiful fool is useless.
நல்ல உண்மையா நடந்து கொள்ளக்கூடிய உண்மையே பேசக்கூடிய
A very moral person, but no idea of the goal of life, and therefore completely spoiling your life. So actually only someone who is a pure devotee of Krishna can be sincere, honest, dutiful in the actual sense of the term. Everyone in this world except devotees of Krishna act with the intention of directly or indirectly exploiting others. Only a devotee actually acts for the benefit of others, because Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, a devotee has no personal desire. He only desires to please Krishna. You had a question, Amarendra Go? No, you don't want to ask it now.
Hare Krishna. How much will this movement grow in the next 10,000 years?
Translate it. Well, I'm not an astrologer. I don't know if it would be very helpful, even if I was. You make it grow by one, immediately. You yourself take to Krishna consciousness. Others, that's up to them. But you yourself, you dedicate yourself to Krishna. Grow means there's consideration of quantity and quality. So just bringing in lots of people and rubber stamping them and saying, look how our movement is growing, that is not very valuable. You want to see how people are actually becoming Krishna conscious. Otherwise, you know, there are so many so-called spiritual leaders who have many followers, so-called followers. It's easier to get followers when there's nothing to follow. So Srila Prabhupada often said that we are like diamond merchants. Those who are selling glass beads, they may have many customers. But those who are selling diamonds, they don't have many customers. But nevertheless, the diamond is always more valuable than the glass beads. Another example, Ekas Chandras Tamohanti Kinga Taragano Picha, that one moon is sufficient to dispel the darkness more than many, many millions of stars. So you become a moon. Any questions from the ladies? One hand is up over there. Speak it in the mic, because not everyone understands. Apart from me, there are others also who are not fluent in Tamil. I mean, I'm not fluent.
So the question is that I'm coming new to this place, but I like this. My question is that women always has to depend on someone else, either to their parents when they are a child, or later their husband, or later their children. Even if they want to do something, if they go out and do something independent, the world is looking something different at them. Why this kind of bad situation for the women? I feel that only women are getting this kind of problem a lot.
Well, everyone in the material world has problems.
In the body world,
any men here think that they don't have any problems? It is a fact that women by nature are dependent. There is a lot of propaganda at the present time that women should be independent. But actually women suffer from this. One of my bodily sisters, who I haven't seen for about 40 years or so, she was staunchly independent all her life. She never married, and now she's old and no friends and no children and no husband, and that's the result of her independence.
என்னுடைய உடல் ரீதியான தங்கை, நான் 40 வருடமா அவரை பார்க்கல, ஆனா அவர் வந்து இந்த மாதிரியா எல்லாமே நான் சுதந்திரமா இருக்கணும் அப்படின்னு நினைச்சவர். இப்ப வயதான காலத்துல அவருக்கு கணவன் கிடையாது, குழந்தைகள் கிடையாது, பார்த்துக்க யாரும் கிடையாது. இதுதான் அவர் சுதந்திரமா இருந்தது மூலமா பெற்றது.
So in the great cycle of birth and death, we go through many, many species. And each birth or life just lasts for a short time. We get various situations according to our karmic reactions. And in the human body, it is understood that the female form is for one whose karmic reaction is not as good as those who are in the male form.
நம்ம என்ன பண்ணிக்கணும் அப்படின்னா, இந்த மனித ரூபத்திலே ஒரு
பெண் ரூபத்தில் இருக்கிறவருடைய கர்ம வினையானது ஒரு ஆணுடைய ரூபத்தில் இருக்கிறவருடைய கர்ம வினையை விட மிகவும் மோசமானதாக இருக்கின்றது என்று அர்த்தம்.
So it is somewhat of a handicap, that's true. Again, it's not that the man's life is one of just complete bliss. But anyway, in bhakti, the social handicap of being a woman, that is not an obstacle. And in fact, we see that often women, they're more naturally inclined toward bhakti than are. So although there may be some obstacles to social progress, there's no obstacle to spiritual progress, which is the most important or the only important thing. So please chant Hare Krishna. And understand that you're not a woman. You are an eternal Atma, servant of Krishna. Having attained a certain kind of body, we have to act in accord with the social demands that go with that. So in Krishna consciousness, we recommend that women, side by side with their bhakti dharma, they also perform stri dharma, to live as peacefully as possible, as peacefully as they possibly can in this very disturbed age. Alright. Of course, stri dharma nowadays, the whole society works against that. They're encouraging the women to be airline pilots and soldiers in the army and all kinds of crazy things. Someday these crazy people might have the amazing realization that women's bodies are designed to have children. And the natural psychology of a woman is to want to be a mother. So to try to make them into soldiers is artificial at
best.
Or anything else for that matter. Anyway, I might get chased out for saying this, because there's such opposition these days to, well, there you are, you want someone to speak the truth and be honest. If you're honest and say that women in so many ways they're inferior to men, they should be dependent upon men because that's the way their body and their mind is designed, you have to be quite bold to say that nowadays, because people, you know, they'll hate you for that.
அதுல படி பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா, ஒரு பெண்ணுடைய உடல் அமைப்பும் மன அமைப்பும் இயற்கையாகவே அவர்கள் ஆணை சார்ந்து இருக்க வேண்டியதுதான் அப்படின்னு நீங்க உண்மையா சொன்னோம் அப்படின்னாலே நீங்க ரொம்ப தைரியசாலியா இருக்கணும். ஏன் அப்படின்னா, நீங்க அப்படி சொன்னீங்க அப்படின்னா உங்களை வெறுப்பாங்க இந்த உலகத்துல. இப்ப
All right. Of course, nowadays they're promoting that women should be gurus in ISKCON. Anyway, don't tell them that. They'll find out sooner or later anyway. All right, anything else? But it was not uncommon. I mean, it wasn't that it was a daily occurrence everywhere, only in some places.
But later they become very nice devotees. So now Prabhupada's disciples are there. Some of them are having problems here and there. So
everyone has problems. It's not some, everyone.
For them to behave properly, what is the advice?
Behave properly. That's all. What does proper mean? Proper means how to serve Guru and Krishna in the best possible way. Sometimes that includes fighting. When one of our temples in America was attacked by a gang, Prabhupada instructed to get guns. Practical. We have one ashram in Govardhan, which is from the external point of view in Mathura district of Uttar Pradesh, where there are several killings every day, and there's so much crime there. So I asked the devotee who's overseeing that ashram, I said, well, you don't seem to have much problem from thieves or dacoits or anything. I said, how is that possible in this place? And he pulled out from the corner from behind the almirah one gun and he said, this is why. Practical. We are here to serve Krishna. It's a bad world. Not everyone appreciates the endeavor to serve Krishna.
எல்லோருமே கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சேவை செய்யக்கூடிய நம்முடைய முயற்சி பாராட்ட மாட்டாங்க.
So we have to serve Krishna in a bad world in a manner that is appropriate for serving Krishna in a bad world. If we just want to be great sadhus and chant Hare Krishna and don't lock the gates at night, then everything will be stolen. We're so absorbed in bhakti that we forget to lock all the gates. Or we don't think it's necessary because we see everyone as a great sadhu. Hare Krishna. We'll finish there because I think some devotees have come from quite a long distance. So please all take prasadam and chant Hare Krishna and have great faith in this process of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
வெளியில உங்களுடைய பார்வைக்காக மகாராஜ் எழுதிய பல புத்தகங்கள் உங்களுடைய பார்வைக்கு வைக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றது. பக்தர்கள் அந்த புத்தகத்தை பார்த்து உங்களுக்கு எந்த புத்தகம் வேண்டுமோ அதை வாங்கி செல்லலாம். மிகவும் பயனுள்ளதாக இருக்கும்.
Thank you for coming, especially those who have taken the trouble to come from quite a long distance.
இங்கே வருகிறதற்கு மிக நன்றி. குறிப்பாக சில மிக தூரமான இடத்திலிருந்து இங்கே கஷ்டப்பட்டு வந்திருக்கின்றீர்கள்.
Some of the things I mentioned tonight might be considered somewhat controversial. Due to time restriction, I wasn't able to discuss these points in more detail. So if you have any doubts about it, then you can please ask other devotees, because it might surprise you, even though I gave the reason that in our temples, some of the temples, we may keep a gun. That may surprise you. It seems contradictory. For instance, but not only should we have a gun, but we have to let everyone know that we have a gun, and then it will serve its purpose. Not only should we have a gun, but we should let everyone know that we have a gun, and in that way it will serve its purpose. We don't want them to find out by getting shot. All right, who is that? Shoot them. All right, I won't shoot them. I'll sign. If anyone, there's a bookstall at the back, and if anyone wants to, some of the books I've written, and if anyone wants, I can sign them. And if you don't take a book, I won't shoot you today. Some other day. Thank you very much. Rambanandri. Sorry, that's all the Tamil I know. All right. Madhurena samapet. Everything should finish with a sweet. Or sweetly. Yes. All right, let our mothers come first and take prasadam.
முதல்ல மாதாஜி வந்து பிரசாதம் எடுத்துட்டு போலாம்.